from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This music sucks. This is dentist office stuff. Where were we?
We're getting it fixed the best we can.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The General will be coming up soon with Starkey's Card of the Week. Top of the hour, my friend City Limits has a Wheel of Ball, which will be a daily feature. Take a little trip around the NFL and Major League Baseball. Let's talk for a moment. Well, why don't you we didn't never finish the six pack. Can you crack one more?
And we also have a lot of callers that want to chime in as well.
That would be wonderful. Pat Fryermuth, I was asked this week in my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag. Yes.
I'm here to Uranus.
Yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. Pat Fryermuth, whether his contract situation's being held up by the IUK stuff, I'm not so sure about that. I don't think so, but more importantly, am I the only one who isn't all that enamored with the idea of signing Pat Fryermuth to an extension now? I realize you'd risk losing him, but again, as always, you know, if he turns into Gronk by the end of the year, you can franchise him, or if he has a good year, you can negotiate with him. And worst comes to worst, you would lose him, but he has 4 touchdowns over the last 2 years. He averages about 40 catches. He's a below-average blocker. And he's somewhat injury-prone. That doesn't exactly add up to extension for me. I'm sorry. Certainly not lucrative extension.
Well, I mean, he was banged up a couple of games last year. But before that, he's been pretty healthy in his career. Like, I think we're hammering on too much of the injury problem. He has not missed a lot of time at all.
That's not what I meant to hammer on. Forget about the injuries then.
Okay, well,
about a guy who I can find a lot of tight ends who can give me, I don't know, 40 to 45 catches and a couple touchdowns and be a below average blocker.
I think we also have to think about the offense that he was playing in and the, I guess, lack of
that's
offense
true.
That he was playing in.
That's true.
And the Arthur Smith offense determines a lot more on tight ends and their capabilities.
Very good.
And which is why I think you sign Pat Fryermuth now, because I think his value is going to go significantly up by the end of the season because of the way that Arthur Smith is going to utilize him.
All right. You may be right about that. It seems to be a given for a lot of people that this guy's going to have a great year in Arthur Smith's offense. I hope he does. I hope he does. I'm not necessarily willing to bet on it. And more to the point, if Arthur Smith's system is so friendly to tight ends, I bet you a lot of tight ends can play in it and be productive. I don't know that I want to pay a guy unless Fryermuth shows consistently what he's shown in flashes, especially his first year, which is that he's a different kind of tight end, that he can actually make plays down the field, that he can make contested catches. He can do a little bit after the catch. Let's see that. We see it, then I'll try to sign him. And you know what? I hold the cards in the end, by the way, because I could franchise him.
Right. Well,
I can always do that. Obviously, that's not ideal, but I need to see it happen in this offense before I'm committing any form of big money to this guy. May we go to the phones?
Yes, we can. Let's go to Kurt in the car. He wants to talk about the Pirates.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I mentioned a couple things about the Pirates. You know, Shelton's talking about, you guys are talking about bad baseball. I mean, I think you could equal that to bad fundamentals, and that is, Shelton has a lot to do with that as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, I know the players can only play so well. You know, they have their own level of talent.
Give me an example of a bad fundamental that Shelton, and there are some things probably, but when I see somebody unable to execute a sacrifice bunt, or I see somebody not backing up a bag, or I see somebody who can't catch a ball that's thrown directly into their glove. As I mentioned off the top of the show, this is stuff you learn when you're six. So you give me an example of some of a fundamental that they have screwed up that's Shelton's fault.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the training goes, you know, how, what they do in practice. But, I mean, I see a lot of errors and mental errors by O'Neill Cruz and, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, what's your next one?
Well, my next one, I'm talking about O'Neill Cruz. Nobody seems to mention this, but, you know, we got him from the Dodgers, and, you know, they're pretty good evaluators of talent. I think they may have identified these tendencies with him, and that's why we got him, because, you know, with all the talent he has, I don't think they would have traded him unless there was some reason. But I appreciate the time, guys. You take care.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. Ultimately, you need to be able to evaluate your own players. And yes, they were willing to part with him. On the other hand, despite his defensive struggles, he's starting to put together a pretty good offensive year. OPS is creeping toward 800. He has 18 home runs, 59 ribbies, 12 steals, only caught once. I mean, let's not bury him or let his problems at shortstop deflect from the fact that he's still a very enticing talent at 25. Very enticing. He could finish this season with 25-plus homers, 70 RBIs, over 800 OPS. If you believe in war, all-around contribution, he's a 2-4, which isn't bad. You know, I still like all that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He just needs a new position. Next.
Here's John in Cranberry.
Hi, John.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm just another frustrated Pirate fan today, but there was something I wanted to talk about last night's game. There was a situation, I think it was the top of the seventh. Kiner Falefa leaned into a pitch. He got on base, hit his elbow pad, and the next moment he got a great jump, Joe, and he stole second. So you got him on second. They're down 2-0. He's trying to generate offense. Hayes comes up, hits a weak fly ball to center, so he doesn't advance Kiner Falefa.
Exactly.
What does Kiner Falefa do next? He steals third. He gets the third. He's trying to generate a run. We have De La Cruz and Bea. De La Cruz swings at a pitch 4 feet off the plate. Oh. Bea gets overmatched on a fastball like he has all season. I know Bea had some great catches last night, but it's the same thing. My point, Joe, is to what you said earlier. I get Shelton in the bullpen right now, but it comes back for me to Charrington. This is year five. The lineup has too many easy outs in it.
And you also, yes, it's horrendous. And you also brought up bad baseball. You describe this very description of bad baseball, which is why I was really just reeling when we heard this from Shelty.
Yeah, it's the situational hitting is terrible.
We haven't played bad baseball.
Yeah, that. It's just, yes. And last night was another display. I appreciate the call. Let's go to one more, Limits.
Here's Rob in Chicago.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. I'm going to join up and beat on Shelton. He, for 5 years, he just hasn't gotten enough out of this team. And if it's with the lineups he puts out.
Well, wait a second. Let me jump in. I'm getting on Shelton for him mischaracterizing how his team is playing. I'm not getting on Shelton for not getting enough out of his players. The players are either underperforming or they stink. And when you talk about lineups, tell me the Pirates' ideal lineup that you'd like Shelty to go to. Michael A. Taylor, Jack Sawinski, Henry Davis, Yasmani Grandal, Key Brian Hayes, Rowdy Tellez, there's Connor Joe. There's no good options.
No, it's not much to pick from. The other thing that's frustrating is they've got too many players that aren't good at their initial positions. You've got Henry Davis, now you've got Endy, and you got De La Cruz all fighting for possibly right field or first base. I mean, they're a mess.
That's a great point. That's a great point, and I appreciate the opinions there. I also like your Chicago accent. It reminds me of my parents' friend, Patrick Young. Passed away a long time ago. He was from Chicago. He had a liver transplant. I think it was liver late in his life. And I visited him and we watched a game together at one of UPMC's facilities. We watched a Bears Vikings playoff game where his beloved Bears won the game. And it was one of my great sports moments because he was so happy. But his Chicago accent, that just reminded me of that. Anyway, he's right about that. About a lot of the things he said, including why do so many guys come up here unable to play their position? Does that make any sense to you?
No.
And then
they didn't audition
Henry Davis in one of the great mysteries of our time. Henry Davis, who was struggling to make his mark as a catcher, got no audition time at catcher late last season. I should have pointed that out in my column. That's why you use this time this year to audition people at positions they might play. So if you see O'Neill Cruz at first base next month, I'm okay with that. Or right field. Use this time for that.
And I would do it now, but I still think they're under the delusion that they can make the playoffs right now. If this was a week ago, okay. I agree. You could still make it, potentially. But you've lost 9 games in a row.
I mean,
you're, what, 7 back in the wild card? There's no chance at this point.
I agree.
45 games left.
You want to give another 2 weeks, whatever. That's fine, too. And just make sure that you're buried okay. But you got to use this time better than you used it last year. I forgot to say that in the column. Why didn't I make that point? Anyway.
Don't you love that feeling when you write something and then an hour later, you think of something else, but it's already been filed?
Yes.
That happens to me, too, when I write things.
Luckily, I mean, it used to be different when we had actual physical newspapers. You were really cooked. Now, if I wanted an ad, I could just have them edit it in there and put a little note at the bottom that
editor's
when this
note.
Story originally appeared, it didn't have that the Pirates screwed up last year's auditions beyond belief. All right, coming up, City Limits has a wheel of ball. That's our little trip around the NFL every day that we're going to be doing leading up to the season. A lot of the headlines out there. But you can also add in baseball and even hockey if you'd like. Maybe you can throw in the little Penguins trade. And my prediction that Kyle Dubas would receive rave reviews on the little trade he made with the Blues yesterday as people continue to praise him for the alleged rebuild he's engaging in because he's gaining a bunch of second, third, and lower round draft picks like those ever turn out. Yeah, sometimes they do. You get a Jake Gensel or a Brian Rust every once in a while. But you better have that part of it down too, right? The evaluation part. spare me the praise on Dubas for a while, please. Although I think the Penguins are going to be better than people think this year. I'm actually more interested in the trades he's made for actual people and players that I think haven't been bad. Anywho, we'll get to all that next. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And that brings us to the General, General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. I want to keep calling you Folsy, City Limits. My pick for the Card of the Week is Steph Curry for his legendary, iconic performance. What's yours?
That is a great pick.
Thank you.
Am I able? I don't think I'm allowed to piggyback off of your pick. We're not allowed to have the same pick.
You can piggyback. You can do whatever you like.
Give me Steph Curry.
Give us Steph Curry. Give us Curry, General. What do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. Curry was the leader in the pack, but I got to tell you, I got a pick for medicinal purposes this week. I need to feel better about the Pirates. And the only way to do that is to go to Roberto Clemente.
Oh, I love it.
I don't expect you to get that right, but everybody always feels better when we're talking about 21. It's a great card. It's one of the great parts of this business is not only are we in the everyday grind, but we also talk about the history. I got a 1972 Topps Roberto Clemente card. Iconic pose. He's throwing a ball up into himself.
Oh.
Fantastic card. And I'm going to add a Steph Curry because...
What a man you are, General. Steph Curry.
And Jackson Merrill deserved a little credit for killing us for a week.
I don't want him included. Is he included?
No, we're just going to leave it with Curry.
Good. Curry and Clemente, two all-time American sports. They played in American sports, of course. Clemente.
I'm going to throw in a LeBron, too, because he wasn't too shabby.
Two all-time sports icons is what I'm trying to say. You go ahead. LeBron, too?
I'm throwing in LeBron, too, because he wasn't too shabby.
Oh, he was great every game. I mean, the gold medal game, he struggled a little bit, but he basically controlled the team the entire time. He was unbelievable at his age. He's Tom Brady. He's doing what Tom Brady did.
Basketball. Yeah, that certainly was exciting.
General, you're a man among children. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week. See you.
What a man he is, huh?
He's the best. Always wanted to say hello and goodbye and talk to you for a while. And
how's that for your first line? Clemente, Curry, LeBron.
That's got to be probably the best pack of cards that's been given away in a long time.
Three of the greatest athletes there have ever been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.